This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Friday, April 16th. Well, cattle markets continue to slide here, just a continual dribble every day this week. And after putting in new contract highs last week and the deferred live cattle and the feeder cattle, markets have just been pretty much down every day this week. And I think we're starting to take out some swing lows. We're starting to, you know, move further and further away from those highs. I think it just confirms that we've already seen our seasonal highs in the live cattle markets, and also feeder cattle, most likely there too as well. It's kind of a minor double top from last week's high, but considering the fundamental outlook and the seasonal timings, usually we tend to see those highs in feeder cattle in early May. But I think with the distance that we've traveled from the highs of last week through this week, it's going to be tough to get back up there, I think, by early May. It's not impossible, but you certainly would have to see better action from the cash index to support that. And we didn't get that the last couple days. Yesterday, we're down 126 on the feeder cattle index. We're sitting at 142.30. The day before, we were down 10 cents after having a run of about 5 or 6 days where the market was up every day on that cash average. So we are starting to see, I think, the results of the drought across the northern plains, pushing cattle off pasture in the north, reducing herd size as they prepare for probably an extended drought through the summer. And that's sending a lot of numbers into the auction yards. Fortunately, they have a place to go. Southern and Central Plains, pasture conditions are pretty decent. They typically will look for grass calves if they've got the grass, and we've got a lot of numbers coming out of the north. So again, at least there is a market for them, and prices are pretty decent. They're not horrible, but we are starting to back off. We're starting to see that pressure. And again, normally you would have that seasonal high in early May, but I think the movement out of the northern plains is subduing that price action, that upward price drive, and kind of keeping things in check as we work toward the end of that seasonal window. In the Fed trade on the cash markets, we're seeing more numbers be traded, and it's starting to slip. On Wednesday, we saw some cash trade around 123, which was up one on the week. But yesterday, we saw a lot more cattle moved at 121, which would put it down one on the week. The dress trade appears to be steady with last week at 195. Box beef, however, had a strong day. Choice was up 371 at 277. Select was up 112 at 268. The spread up 259 at 819 at 103 loads moved. So the box beef getting a resurgence here. Last few weeks, it was just an upward march. Every day we were higher. Then we started to back off, earlier this week. Kind of appeared that perhaps we had kind of run out of gas on the upward trajectory of the box beef, but we are quickly coming back and basically into new highs on the box beef values, on the choice and the select, new highs for this move. So after a slight pullback, we're surging higher again, but it's not translating into higher fed cattle trade. And that's the problem with the packing plant capacity reduced because of COVID security concerns or protocols. You're just slowing down the chain speeds. So, you know, the feedlots continually are trying to push as many animals out as they can. They just can't do it. The packers can't process them. But the retail demand is strong, obviously, and that's driving box beef values. It's driving profitability per animal sky high, but they can't move more animals to take advantage of that. It's just the reality on the ground at this moment. Slaughter rates continue to be behind last week. So far this week, we've slaughtered 457,000 head. That is down 7,000 from last week, and it's up significantly from last year at 363,000. And again, last year was a skewed number, but it's interesting to compare those two numbers. Export sales yesterday, 15,900 tons. A little disappointing. It's down from, you know, the 18,000-19,000 that we've been seeing over the last several weeks. So maybe some signs of weakness there. But I think generally speaking, just looking at the price action in the cash market, looking at the futures market. Again, I think that we're confirming our seasonal highs have already been established. Rallies that we get, and we should get some, I think will be more shorter lived, not have the kind of energy that we've been seeing over the last few months. And we want to be looking at being more proactive as far as selling the rallies. If you have any questions, you can call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.